Naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer!
What kind of a show is this now?
A little too appropriate there, huh?
Yeah, I guess. You're listening to what was formerly the Computer Corner, I'm sure. The S&M Corner now or something?
I don't know about that.
Hey, did you know that Sony has a recall for a series of Vio laptops?
Say it isn't so.
You could actually get an electric shock from certain Sony Vio laptops.
Isn't that a Sony Vio you're in front of at the moment?
Shocking, isn't it?
Shocking.
We have tips on how to adjust icons in XP, of course, the latest Microsoft security bulletins, and a column about what the system restore feature in Windows XP does, as well as a preview of this show. That's yesterday's newsletter.
Is there any way you could like email me that kind of stuff every week?
Yes!
Wow.
Yes, if you go to our website, datadoctors.com, and click on anywhere where it says subscribe to our newsletter, this is the kind of information, free of charge.
Yes.
Advertising free.
Spam free.
Spam free.
We don't sell your name. We own the servers that the stuff is on. Nobody can get it. You're guaranteed not to get spam from signing up with us.
Yes. And so if you like what you hear on the show and you want a little something-something from us every week, Mike Hell puts together one heck of a newsletter and we all look at it and contribute, and there you have it.
Well, pretty much she does most of the work.
She does all the work.
Just so everybody knows. Hey, yes.
We just take credit.
You know that little commercial that we had coming back?
Yes.
Monty from Kaiko Rufi?
Yes, Monty.
Funny enough, Ian or Ian?
Ian.
In Scotland.
Yes, in Bonnie.
Has chimed in. You know, we always tell people every week to, you know, if you're outside of the Phoenix metro area, which Scotland does qualify.
I'd say.
Let us know. And it's 6:25 p.m. and a lovely summer's evening in Bonnie, Scotland.
According to Ian. Thanks, Ian, for chiming in, and appreciate you listening. And, of course, spread the word in Scotland so that we can go do a live remote.
Actually, we can't.
Huh?
If it's not Scottish, it's crap.
Well, but we could probably get somebody here at KTAR to you know, let us do a live remote. We'll take the Roadrunner out there.
I could talk like really
bad.
No, that's
can't.
A really bad idea.
Don't even try.
Yeah,
real bad. Before we go back to the phone, spam. Here's another very, very common question we get. Nancy wants to know, if I have a firewall, how do the spammers get the information that lets them send me things with my name, my friends' names, and our email addresses, even some of the organizations I belong to? And they use them in the address, so it looks like it's coming from us, but they're actually from someone. How do they do that? I've got a firewall. How do these guys?
That's enough of that.
No, it isn't.
It's kind of
should have let that go.
Sorry.
You want this one, Garrett? Common question. Speak into the microphone.
You know what? All you have to do is go to the website, and it's going to have all the answers for
you. So, but how?
No.
If I have a firewall,
you know,
how are they getting through?
Well,
how
I
does spam get through my firewall?
It comes from the inside. That sounds a lot like a virus situation to where, like the Klez or Bugbear,
Nancy,
it'll send all the information out.
Common misconception about what firewalls do and don't do. Firewalls do not prevent you from getting viruses.
No.
Firewalls do not prevent you from getting spam.
No.
Firewalls prevent you from getting attacked from things from the outside, like people getting into your computer and reading files that are in your computer.
Yes, but of course, as soon as you get infected with one of today's worms or viruses, it opens up a gaping hole in your firewall, and it's just like not having one.
On in, boys.
Exactly.
So you will continue to get spam messages, you will continue to get things that contain viruses in your email with a firewall. That's why it's not the only layer of protection you should ever use. It's just one of the layers.
Nancy, if you have had your email address for more than a week, then it's in circulation. The spammers have it. If you've ever signed up for any, say you're downloading a piece of software from some small website and they ask you for a name and an email address and you give them your real name and email address, once one person has it, that's all it takes. And that's why, you know, this is how fast and quickly your information gets passed around.
Well, actually, you've got a much bigger problem than that, Nancy.
Why is that?
Your email address ends in @hotmail.com.
Well, there's a,
if I'm a spammer and I want to make sure I can get my message out to a lot of people, here's what I do. I make up any name, any combination of numbers, anything I want in front of @hotmail.com or at AOL.com.
Almost online.
Or @earthlink.com or any of those big ones. And because there's millions and millions and millions of people on those services, there's an excellent chance I'm going to get someone.
You're supposed to say it like Carl Sagan.
Millions and...
With a B.
Billions.
Zillions?
Also, Nancy, there
Hotmail's
are
Hotmail's not a great place to be if you want to be spam-free.
Yeah. Well, and there are spam filters, and they're getting better for Hotmail, but basically, if you there are programs that will actually like make up names for these big ISPs and, I mean, generate lists of millions of people, and, I mean, it's not tough to do. So, a couple things you can do. One is, don't use Hotmail. Use a very small, more obscure, and actually, if you look through our computerproblems.com website, in fact, all of you listening out there that ask the same question every week, like, how do I fight pop-ups, and we have all that posted at computerproblems.com. Chances are, whatever the question is that you have, there's a real good chance that there's an answer for that at computerproblems.com. So if you don't get through on the phone and you don't hear us replying via email, check out computerproblems.com.
One way to get past that problem she's having is if you're going to download something, I'm really losing myself, scan it. Whatever you do, scan everything you download.
Yeah, but don't use your real email address.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Don't use your real email address. Mm-hmm.
Pretend.
The Hotmail is good for if you need to provide like a just a bad email address to get a...
Get
sign
what you
up
want.
Or something, yeah, and then just leave it be.
Well, no, but my
don't put
my
your
favorite,
personal information on there either.
Favorite email address when they ask for one, and clearly you don't need it. They validate. They require you to put an email in, but they're not actually going to send you anything to start the program. It's yo@yoyoyo.yo. mama.com.
Oh, see,
I always put none@nunya.net.
I usually put postmaster@ and then whatever the website I'm at.
Ooh, that's good too.
That'll get to a real person. Isn't
yes,
that
it
fun?
Will.
Hey,
phones.
Speaking of the phones, yeah, we need to get some of those phones because we got lots of calls backed up and lots of people with ailments, like Gene in Phoenix, who has a laptop.
Gene, the dancing machine,
and it can't access stuff.
I have problems accessing my internet.
I hate when that happens.
Yes, I do too. My desktop does it fine. It's the same settings. My Sony takes 4 or 5 times before it finally hooks up with Earthlink. When it hooks up with Earthlink, it takes another dozen before I either get Internet Explorer or Netscape. Is there some sort of setting that I need to change in my computer?
You know what? That's actually our fault. Let me reboot the Internet real quick, and that'll probably take care of the problem.
Reboot the Internet, yeah. Pull a plug. Now, are both of these machines operating from the same phone line, same phone number, that kind of thing?
Yes.
Okay, so that we've eliminated that because the desktop works pretty consistently, right?
And the desktop does the same thing, and I mean, I travel, it does the same thing in other parts of the country.
The desktop or the laptop?
I mean, the laptop.
I say, you're hauling a desktop around when you have a laptop. Okay, Gene.
Okay.
There's where the problem begins.
Yeah, I'd say that the evidence based on this little 30-second conversation would suggest that there is some problem with the laptop. It could be hardware. It could be software. The modem itself could have taken a voltage hit. Most people don't realize. When you pick up the phone and you hear that dial tone, that actually is voltage. If you were able to actually grab a hold of the phone lines, you could actually feel the current. And so the
put your tongue on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put your tongue on your modem. Yeah. That's what the guys on the radio said. So it can actually take a surge. I don't know if you've seen that. They actually have surge protectors for modems because it can take a surge. And if it does, a lot of times it won't destroy the modem to where it doesn't work anymore, but it sure makes it very difficult for it to consistently work.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if it was in our shop, we'd try a different modem. We'd obviously go through and make sure everything was cleaned up in the machine, make sure you didn't have any viruses.
I would threaten it.
Threaten it, right.
Yep.
We put it in a corner with a really bright light on it for like 6 hours.
So you don't think it's just a setting that in some place in my internet...
Not likely, because if it was a setting, it wouldn't work at all.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to kind of work.
The best bet of things you can try is try to find out, is this a name brand, one of the big names for a laptop?
Sony,
okay. I would try
one
to go
year
to,
old, it just went off of warranty.
Yeah, I would try to go to Sony's website and see if they don't have any kind of download like for the modem, like a patch or an update or driver update for that.
Okay.
And you can their site's not the easiest to navigate, but basically you're going to have to go through the support section and try to do a little bit of put in your model number. It'll tell you, here's what I have available. Mm-hmm. If they have anything like that, go ahead and download and install it.
Okay.
And see if it doesn't help improve the situation. If not, then you're kind of stuck at the point where, because it's built into the modem, you've got two options. You can take it someplace that can work on Sony's. Like, if it's outside of Sony warranty, you're going to be kind of stuck because it's going to be pretty expensive.
Well, I have an extended warranty I got it at Sam's Club, so I have their warranty.
That would be the next step, or get an external modem and kind of bypass that and see if you can't get things to happen a little bit better that way.
Well, also with a laptop, you can get what's called a PC card, a modem that's on a card that kind of slides into the side of the unit.
Right. My old one had one.
Yeah, so you can use that just to see, because if you put a new one in and it works great, then you know, okay, we probably got a hardware problem.
Okay, well, it attaches to, I mean, it connects, and then it takes a long time for Netscape or Internet Explorer to come up, so it's sort of a double
I think modem have angry spirit.
Can I ask you another real quick question?
As long as it's really, really quick.
Yeah.
Not too long.
I have, when I went into my add and to subtract or delete programs, I have about 30 that say Windows XP Hotfix.
Yes,
XP.
Yeah, take them all out.
No.
Oh, no.
Those are all just
all
fine.
In.
Leave them all there. They're little miniature kind of updates and things to the operating system, and those are all just fine to be there.
Sorry, sometimes, Gene, I get them confused. It's like blue wire, red wire. Take them out. No, leave them
Do
in.
Do not cut the blue wire, Gene.
Okay.
No, yeah, those are all, that's automatic updates. Your system apparently is set up to automatically update.
Evidently.
That's what's happening.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
All right,
Bye.
That or just haul your desktop all around the country.
I already cut her off.
That's okay. I was just
you said good luck and
parting words.
That meant good luck with the hang-up process. Hey, I got a free line open. If you want to call in, now's your chance. It's 602-277-5827, and based on the Brian giving me a technical foul, I think it's time for us
technical
to take a quick
foul.
Break. Isn't that what that means?
Yeah.
Technical foul. Time to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got Geek Speak of the Week, WebAttack.com, free download of the week, and more of your calls and questions. It's the Computer Corner, Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, and a gaggle of geeks. We'll be right back.
Ted Simons, weekdays at 12:30.
Donnie Brook.